But the fourth and the final ha'ara is, so the Gemara said, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but just to start, Shalu Talmidav es Reb Shimon bar Yochai. The Talmidim asked Reb Shimon bar Yochai that what did the Jews of that generation do to deserve to be wiped out? He said, "No, Talmidim, you want to make a suggestion?" They said, "Yeah, because they had a non misudasai shall oisai harasha." We spoke out in the daf tchsam sofer. What could have been so bad about sudasai shall oisai harasha? Because on some level, this was a celebration of the fact that the nevuah of Yirmiyahu and Daniel wasn't going to play out. So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, "I hear it's a good thought, and it's definitely something that would warrant Nebuch something so terrible. But at the same time, if that's really what it was, then it should have only affected the Jews in Shushan, because only they went to the Suda. The Jews outside of Shushan didn't go. So why would it have been Lahashmidu Lahareg, all the Yidden living in all 127 Medinas?" So they said, "Okay, Rabbi, so now you say." So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, "They should shtachvu l'tzelem." It's because they bowed down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, and it's for that reason. So they said, if that's the reason the whole Klai Yisrael bowed down to the Tzelem, if this was really so bad, v'chimasu panim yesh b'davar, so how did they creep out of this? So how did it not happen? How was this whole thing averted? So the Gemara says, Amar lehem Reb Shimon bar Yochai said, Heim lo yasu ela lefanim. What they did, and the way they acted, as terrible and as miserable as it was, but it was only outward. It was a superficial thing. It was mi'ira. They were just doing it because they were afraid. But deep down, they didn't really bow down to the tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. So Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, lo yasiman el lefanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu acted and behaved in a way as if something terrible was going to happen, but really never meant for anything terrible to happen. Then really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never in his mind thought for 1 minute that all of this was going to happen. It's kedai to just take a look at the Marsha for 1 second, the Chidushei Agadas on this Gemara. It's a few lines, but just read it inside. Says the Marsha, Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aso Himahem Aso Himahem Lefanim Ratzo Leimar Shehem Layasu Rak Miyiras Hariga. The Yidden bowed down to the Tzelem because they were afraid. Chananya, Mishael, Azariah, they were three tzaddikim, they were thrown into the Kif Shanesh, but all the other Jews were guilty. Kimefurish b'sefer Daniel. V'lo yasu kein b'liban l'avod avod azara. They never really in their heart worshipped avod azara. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yasu himoim rak lefanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing. Liyarim, to scare the Yidden. Sheruyim l'kloya, to make them think that something bad might happen. Sheyidagu, so that they'll be worried. Sheyasu tshuva, and then they'll do tshuva al yedei kach. V'hainu kinloi ina ha'adam yilibay, m'yasa avera, v'chulu v'chulu. Says the Marsha, the Yidden only acted outwardly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted as if something was going to happen. The Yidden acted in a bad way because they were afraid. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Mida kenegen mida? He scared the Yidden. They acted miyira, so now he caused fright to the Yidden. But really, the Purim story was never going to happen. It's not shot that really there was a gzeira. It was about to happen at the last second. All of a sudden, disaster averted. It's not what happened. This was never supposed to go down. Everything happened exactly the way it was supposed to happen. The Yidden was supposed to be afraid. They were going to hopefully do tshuva. Now, if they wouldn't have done tshuva, that's on the gals. But assuming they were going to do tshuva, there was never really... Xeru would scare them, get them to a point where the Yidden are going to do tshuva, and if they do tshuva, everything is going to be beseder. So I was thinking, just a very, very poshta machshava. Chazal, in so many different places, they talk about how the Yidden, as a nation, had to be in Golos 4 times. Right? The Arba Golios. Golos Bavel, Golos Paras Umadai, or Madai Uparas. You have Golos Yavon, and then you have Golos Edom. Golos Bavel was the Babylonian Empire. Paras Umadai, that's Persia. Golos Yavam is the Greeks. And Edom were the Romans that destroyed the second base of Mikdash and really everything that we've been through since Churban Bayis Sheni. If you think about it, Golos Bavel, what was the symbol of Golos Bavel? It's the fact that they destroyed the first base of Mikdash. Golos Yavam, that's the Hanukkah story. They ransacked the Beis HaMikdash. And really, all the spiritual tzaras that the Yidden had and have, Adayim Azeh, is all attributed to Golos Yavon. Edom, the Roman Empire, they destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. And really, when you think of the Roman Empire, you're thinking all the way to Nazi Germany. This is all part of Golos Edom. It's all part of what Chazal meant when they said Edom. So we understand the defining character traits of all these different Golias. But what was Golos Paras Umadai? I mean, Paras Umadai is in the same conversation. It's on that same Mount Rushmore of Golias. You have Golos Bavel, you have Paras Umadai, you have Yavan, and you have Edom. What was Paras Umadai? What happened in Golos Paras Umadai? It wasn't so bad. Go through Ezra and Nehemiah. Paras Umadai let the Yidden rebuild the second base of Mikdash. Wasn't such a terrible deal. In fact, Daryavash II was Esther's son. Things seemed to be pretty good. What was so terrible about God's Purim? What was the defining moment of Paros Hamadai? It's the Purim story. It's Pashat, that's what it is. It's the Purim story. It's Vayihi b'Imei HaChashverosh. That's what it was. But here's the interesting thing. Nothing ever happened b'Imei HaChashverosh. Nothing happened. Was there one casualty during the Purim story? Nothing happened. It was V'nahapachul HaYehudim. The whole Golos Paros Hamadai was one big scare. That's really all it was. Nothing happened. Bavel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Yavon Upgaret destroyed the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. Edom destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. Edom gassed 6 million Jews not so long ago. What did Paras Umadai do? How did they get into this Chabura? What is the definition? What is Paras Umadai? How do you even understand Galus Paras Umadai? Like, what is it? It seems like from this Gemara, Galus Paras Umadai, and really the Yisoid of Paras Umadai was to scare the Yidden. And I think sometimes you find this in life where the Eibishter will send a person an Nisayon, and the Nisayon was a scare. That's all it is. And in life, people were always being scared. This happens, that happens. It could be medical, it could be this, it could be that. There's always scares. And really, that's the essence of what Paros Hamadai was. Paros Hamadai scared the Jews. There was a gzera. The Yidden were living with this gzera for a long time. And every night, Yidden are going to sleep, and every morning they're waking up knowing that Yud Gimel Adar is a day that circles Man Kilo L'Chayli, where they're going to come after us. And it was very, very scary. And the Yidden were living in fear. Who knows how this is going to play out? And that's really the essence of Paros Hamadai. And that's a golus. It's a golus. It could be a bitter golus. To be scared and to be living in fear could be very, very, very not pashut. But what do you see from Purim? What do you see from Golus Paros Hamadai? At the end of the day, when the Eibush scares a person, it's really an opportunity. It's an opportunity. It's a wake up. It's an opportunity to do tshuva. It's an opportunity for a person to be mizbainin. When the Eibush wanted to send a golus that was going to wipe out a Beis HaMikdash and Yidden, there was Bavel, there was Edom, there was Yavon. These are fartig Golias. But every Golias is unique. Every Golias is different. Every Golias has its defining tchunas. And the defining tchuna of Paros Hamadai, it would seem, was Kila Yina Beliba, because I never wanted to do anything. So what then did you do? Zokhtim Arshad, this was all a way to get the Jews to wake up. So like this, they'll do tshuva. You know what happened? What happens if a person goes through an ordeal in life, and then Baruch Hashem, he makes it out, and everything is fine. You feel like a 1,000-pound weight is taken off your chest, and you appreciate life more. And you're able to start appreciating every minute and realizing that, you know what, right? That's often the hirhurim that happens. That's exactly what Klal Yisrael did. What happened right after the Purim story? It's a chiddush that they're mekabel Torah ba'ahava. I don't think it's a chiddush at all. To go through such a trauma, to go through such an event, and to be in such a eis tzara hila yakiv, and then all of a sudden, averted, done, nothing to worry about. They came about and they were makabel Torah b'ahava. They say, you know something? We're wasting our time. We're busy, like, being narish. Really, it's what we have. And this was the wake-up call that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, and they responded. And the way they responded was with a second Beis HaMikdash, with Hadik Kibluah B'Veach HaShmerish, because that's always the way it is. When a person goes through something, if it doesn't kill him, he ends up walking out and emerging stronger. And that's exactly what happened to the Bnei Yisrael at this time. It's just a hergish, chvesnish. But this idea of Paros Hamadai, nothing really happened. The golus was, it was the fear, it was the scare, like the Marshal says, it was Yira. The Eibush was just trying to scare Klal Yisrael. Why just scare? Just if you want to take, there were no concentration camps. There weren't. What it was scare, it was fear. It was a wake-up call. It was an opportunity for the Yidden to be able to do tshuva. And the Yidden did do tshuva, and that's why it went from being Vayir Shusha Nevaicha to La Yehudim Hoysa Oyre V'Simcha V'Sasim V'Yikar. Maybe a little bit of a deeper appreciation for what Golus Paros Hamadai is, and certainly a positive takeaway in terms of understanding that from Yira, with fear comes opportunity. And I think that's very, very much the feature of the Purim story. There was Yira, there was fear, there was Daiga, and what came from that? What came from that was a Hadr Kiblua B'Mei HaShverosh. The Yidden were Mekabel Torah in a way in that generation that they weren't Mekabel Torah when they left Mitzrayim during the Dar Deya, because that feeling of relief and appreciation for every moment and every day, Vos Tutzach, that wake-up call was something that they very, very much took, and it resulted in tremendous yeshuas.